Good morning, students. There's a lot of controversy going on with the artist Banksy, including who he really is. Banksy, a street artist whose identity remains unknown, is believed to have been born in Bristol, England around 1974. He rose to prominence for his provocative stenciled pieces in the late 1990s. Banksy's identity remains unknown despite intense speculation. The two names most often suggested are Robert Banks and Robin Gunningham. Pictures that surfaced of a man who is supposedly Banksy pointed toward Gunningham, an artist who was born in Bristol in 1973. Gunningham moved to London around 2000, a timeline that correlates with the progression of Banksy's artwork. Banksy's artwork is characterized by striking images, often combined with slogans. His work often engages political themes, satirically critiquing war, capitalism, hypocrisy, and greed. Common subjects include rats, apes, policemen, members of the royal family, and even children. In addition to his two-dimensional work, he is also known for his installation and artwork. One of the most celebrated of these pieces, which featured a live elephant painted with Victorian wallpaper patterns, sparked controversy among animal rights activists. The question is Banksy a visionary or a vandal? I want you to decide whether his creations are vandalism or fine art. Banksy paints on public and private property around the world without permission of the property owners. So according to the law, this is considered vandalism, which is part of why he keeps his identity a secret. However, many have argued that his work is not vandalism because they are works to be admired. In addition, the property values go up once Banksy installs a piece of artwork there because his pieces sell for millions at art auctions. In addition, when he paints on a public building, more people have the chance to see it and actually admire his artwork. Some feel as if his art is not vandalism because the artwork has meaning to it, unlike normal graffiti, which is made for really no purpose or no reason. So my question is to you, do you feel like his art is vandalism because he's painting on just random things without even asking? Technically, it is considered graffiti, but what he's doing has such purpose and such meaning that to many, it is not considered graffiti. So now it's your turn to get in your small groups and talk amongst yourself whether you think it's graffiti or you think it's fine art.